Today on Quick Cinema, I just watched Wonder Woman 84, WW84, a sequel to the 2017 Wonder Woman, directed by Patty Jenkins. It came out December 2020 on VOD HBO Max. This was a weird one. I didn't watch it on VOD when it came out. I actually rented it from Redbox because I'm an old man. So I actually watched it on a tiny little screen on a DVD player in a minivan while we were driving down the I-5. If any of you have done that drive, you'll know why. It's pretty boring. It's hard to see a lot of the graphics on a tiny screen, but for this movie, it didn't really matter. Maybe because I had heard so many bad things for the last 4 months since it came out that my expectations were so low, but it wasn't that bad, but it wasn't good. I'd give it a 1.5 out of 5 stars. Maybe a 2. If you're watching it a little tipsy, it's kind of funny. It's fun to make fun of, I'll give you that. It's 2.5 hours long. They could have cut at least an hour of that, to be honest. It goes back and rehashes stories from the first one that we don't need to see again. Oh man, so much going on, so much filler. Somehow the CGI and graphics got worse since the first one, and I'm not sure if Patty Jenkins just mailed it in or is angry that she had to make a sequel, but something happened. Kristen Wiig's character started out pretty likable, actually. You know, she's always funny and she's a decent actress, but as the movie goes on, she just gets ridiculous. If you've seen it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't seen it, she turns into a cat. At least 30 minutes of Chris Pine and Gal Gadot falling in love again, just like the first movie, that we apparently needed to see again in this movie. We already know his whole backstory. We know everything, but they had to shove it down our throat again. And if you're a big Mandalorian fan, Pedro Pascal is in it. Something happened to his face. I don't know if he had an allergic reaction before filming, or they purposefully told him to bulk up just his cheeks. He's also wearing a wig. It's a very strange choice. And basically the whole movie he's just screaming, just yelling at everybody. Literally, just yelling. All in all, like I said, it's 2.5 hours long. They could have cut at least an hour of it. Still would have been a little bit too long. Would have been better, though. Since I rented this from Redbox, as I said, I watched it once on that tiny screen, and then I had to watch it again when we got back on the big screen just to make sure I gave it its fair due process. And it wasn't any better. It might have been better on the small screen, actually. I decided 1.5 out of 5 stars. It's too long to be a so bad it's funny movie. It's just bad. I like the first Wonder Woman movie so much better than the sequel. It flowed better, it had better graphics and CGI, better storyline, better acting all around. And it was shorter, I think. At least it felt shorter. If you watch this movie and have a different opinion, let me know. I would love to hear why. If you watch this movie and had the same opinion, let me know. I'd love to hear why. If you didn't watch this movie, I probably just spoiled it for you. So have fun watching it. Bye. I'm going to dedicate this episode to Pedro Pascal for acting the shit out of that role. He was really giving it his all, no matter how shitty it turned out. I think it's because he had his helmet on for the last 2 years on Disney Plus. He just really wanted people to see his pretty chunky little face. And also, I like to dedicate this episode to the Suicide Squad movie, because it's still worse than this.